Thank you for tuning in to the all-new Christina Silva Show, designed to help you find your own clean riding style on AM 720 KDWN. It's Sunday at 6:30 a.m. Get ready, because we've got a great show for you today. With every episode, we lift you up so you can give back in your own community. Ready, set, go. Semper Fi.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the very first show on KDWN, the Christina Silva Show. It is truly a wonderful and awesome opportunity to lift you up every Sunday. Clean riding style. It's a British term for good sportsmanship. Do you want to clean up your community? Do you want to ride for a cause? And do you have style? I want to be myself. And as a United States Marine Corps veteran, I learned a lot from my military service. So I take those principles called esprit de corps, and I give back each week by partnering with some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and comrades on the air to lift you up. Motivation and empowerment through communication is one of my talents, but I didn't discover it until giving back 25 years in the community amongst my military fellow comrades, law enforcement, families, and the inner cities, the community that needs my talent in order to breed their talent. So this show is designed within a half an hour to truly help you discover your own clean riding style. And we do that because educating our veterans is a responsibility for your community too. So after the military, I became a real estate broker, and I found that after 20 years of selling homes, I'm just not a closer. I'm a business development agent, and most of my talents were connecting people, bringing them together, and finding a solution. Now, finding the right property that would graduate in equity or value was one of my strengths in real estate. But I found over time, looking at some of the leaders in the industry, like Keller Williams, Coldwell Banker, and even Century 21 agents back in the 90s, that they mastered knowing their talent. So management, facilitating classes, and connecting with bankers is what I did to share my clients with someone else. That is called teamwork. And the military takes teamwork as well. Let me tell you a story, KDWN listeners, about the military. I was injured in Desert Storm. I take every wound and every Marine Corps principle I learned, and I turn it around for greatness, and I reflect every day. I ask for help. And that was one of the biggest hurdles that I overcame when I was serving, because we were taught as military Marines to say, suck it up, and to disregard pain or any other obstacle in our way. We were taught one shot, one kill. And that's what we do on radio. We have a very short time to come into your life and give you stories that are going to help you find creative resiliency solutions. All these acronyms and all of the cliches you heard your mom tell you when you were young add up to truly mature life skills and giving you a basis point to reach your goals. And today we have a special guest from Northwestern United States in the heart of Salt Lake City, Utah, that has lived the story much like mine, 25 years in real estate on a motorcycle, riding for a cause. Today, we want to clean up the community and help youth find what's been taken out of schools, fine arts, music, and sports. So joining us to give you your creative resiliency solution start is Lewis Lofton. He is an amazing basketball expert that took 12 years of basketball talent and brings it to you straight out of the city of Utah, Salt Lake, and he takes those principles to the court and to the community. Lewis, thanks for joining us on the Christina Silva Show.
Hello, Christina. Thank you so much.
It's just great to know that you have played so much basketball, but that you come from a small town like I did in the South. And I would love for you to share with the listeners a little bit about yourself and what created a great history in basketball and how you're going to share with the world that you're giving back. So let's start with your childhood, Lewis. Where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in a small town out of Mobile, Mississippi, down in the South. I was down there for a long time. Like I told you on the previous one we spoke when we first met, that, you know, a small town, big heart, and lot of dreams, and sometimes big dreams don't come true. But if you work hard at it, eventually they'll come true.
Well, I have to agree, and I know you have siblings and that you were born in Mississippi, and it was very close to New Orleans where I grew up that we could drive along the river. And driving along the river, I remember as a child, we visited Mississippi on family vacations over the years, and I would look into the water and dream about what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I had brothers and sisters, too, and I think dreaming is really powerful. So you dreamed of being this NBA player when you were young. And you graduated high school and created an amazing first-time degree, graduating from Ashford University. So share with me how you actually found the sport of basketball, and tell us about your first team.
Basketball was a way for me to get from a small town. You know, I was able to practice and live the dream. And for I to be able to do that, I was able to get up in the morning on the farm. You probably know about this, and you tell yourself, is this the life you want to be? Or, you know, be able to drop out of school and be able to support your family and your brothers and sisters, because I was the second oldest out of five, you know, and you know, that's a tradition down south. You know, you really don't get that education, and education was more important than my dad. He said, you're going to be something one day. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know. But, you know, you just, the mentality, just, you know what, eighth grade, ninth grade, I'm just going to start working on the farm so I can help support the family. But my dad had a different plan for me. So he sent me up north. And it was a culture shock for me. And it was a big blessing, because I was able to see the world. But not only that, I was able to get the opportunity to have somebody else to show me the ropes, not only for education, but in the basketball community world. And from a small boy from a small town, able to get to a big city, big eye open here. And it was very helpful for me to be able to see those things so I could start my journey.
Wow, you have such a rich bio. And when I look at you and I hear about higher education, it truly is the pathway to success. And my show is brought to you by Webster University, which is on Los Angeles Air Force Base. And if I did not have the support of an educator on my side for the show, I think we'd be missing out on what youth can truly gain from knowing education first is key. Sports is a secondary way that you can give back and decompress on the court, but basketball really teaches you about teamwork and ethics and camaraderie. You have to depend on not only your coach mentors, but your teammates. So share with us a little bit about your ABA experience and the EuroBasket Summer League.
It's great. It all started when I was able, as you know, that I was the first one in my whole family out of generation to be able to receive a major accomplishment. That's graduated from major university. I graduated from Weber State University, and I'm very blessed and thankful that my basketball skills, able to stay in school, able to pay for my school, able to get my degree. And I'm truly, really, really blessed for Weber State University for giving that opportunity to not only shine on the basketball floor, but able to shine in the classroom as well. And it led me to, you know, like I always tell the young boys and young girls when I do my clinics, that, you know, education comes first. Then if you have that talent, it'll move forward and you'll be able to do those type of things and be able to help out in your community. And after that, you know, I was able to play 12 years. Unfortunately, I was able to play 12 years in professional league. And I was able to see the world from China all the way up to Greece, Poland, South America. So I saw the world for free. And it's hardly ever you get somebody to be able to see the world for free, and it's something you love to do and get paid for. But all that experience for basketball had taught me is that I was able to learn the language, watch other culture, how they were able to communicate with their children, how to be able to get to from A to B, like from the store to the gym to the restroom, or how to eat, how to be able to order your food in their language. And it's very tough. And to be able to do that, you really got to practice. You really got to understand where they're coming from. You use a lot of body language. And it's the same thing in basketball. You be able to teach them so they can be able to grow up and be mentored, so they be able to grow up and pass that skill and that knowledge to the other person. And that's what basketball had taught me over these years, especially not in another world, but especially in my own world.
Most definitely. That sure is a demonstration of clean riding style. And your creative resiliency solution comes from parlaying some of your basketball experiences into your community. Share with us some of the greats that you played with over the 12 years and what you learned from some of your favorite players.
Oh, I had a lot of quotes. I remember my first time as a young guy, and I was coming out of college, and I was able to try with the Utah Jazz. And one of my favorite guys, very tough guy, and you probably know who he is. He was one of the he's a Hall of Famer, and he's a great assist leader. And he taught me the valuable of the game, to never give up, keep working hard, and trying to assist that next person. And you're able to assist that next person in life, it'll come back to you fully. And I truly strongly believe that because I'm able to have a 12-year successful, not too many injuries, to be able to share my knowledge of the game of basketball, be mentor to young athletes, and help them grow, but not only in their community, but their family. So when they grow up, they have brothers and sisters, they'd be able to mentor them as well. John Stockton, one of the greatest guys I ever met. He's very tough. He don't look tough in real life, but on the basketball court, he was mentally tough. And that's what I liked about him. And he's always able to tell me that, you know, if the rough times, go back to your roots and look where you start from, how hard it was to be able to go. And if you're not able to get to that point, where you start at, you got to be able to practice to get to where you be at so you can be very successful in your life. And I wanted to thank him for that because it wasn't from him. I wanted to be able to have a solid 12 good years of playing in another world.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. And to John Stockton, I really watched basketball over the years. And the Utah Jazz, we say a salute to their team in the playoffs right now. And just your humility is what I believe also contributes to your success, even today, from higher education to the relationships you build in the league. You are a Big Sky champion. So take us back to Allen Iverson, Eric Snow, Andre Miller, Glenn Robinson. What did you take and glean as a point guard from their playing styles on the court?
AI is an entertainer. I knew that when he was a freshman, when I was a senior. he was a hard-nosed guy. A lot of those guys you see in the NBA, they have the same scenario like I have. And we talk in the past over the years, and they reach out to us. And their heart is in the community. That's where they start at. And it's tough to get out of the ghetto. It's tough to be an African-American to be able to go up and show your talent to someone and take a chance on you. And AI was a really, really intelligent guy. And he was able to get out of there and bless Georgetown University. He was able to give him the opportunity to showcase his talent to the world. And unfortunately, some other guy then not able to get that opportunity. And that's why, in my mind, global basketball is a great opportunity for young athletes who finish college, who get overshadowed by other people, to be able to come out and showcase their talent and live their dream of playing professional basketball. But not only in the United States, but in other countries, to be able to experience what I have experienced over the 12 years, to be able to meet people and connect with people and experience a different culture. That's why I love able to play with those guys.
Yes, you have made a progressive impact. And looking at your mission, you always talk about leadership and seeking in others to know something great about them is to make your own self greater. And you are a licensed counselor, and you're talking about globalbasketball.com. You have really accomplished a lot with Passing the Rock. Share with us a little bit about your clinic and Passing the Rock, what it means to you, and then we'll let the world know what's coming up in Vegas this July 2018. Passing the Rock, Lewis, what's it all about?
Pass the Rock is a lot of things. It teaches young guys, first of all, financial. Secondly, how to be a man, how to be a father, how to be a brotherhood. Pass the Rock is also when we team up with Global Basketball to be able to have section to teach the guys, you know, in your career, what are you going to do life after basketball? And so we teach them, finance, save your money, retire, always come back and have a job just in case basketball doesn't work out. Always connect with people because you never know who you're going to meet with. Always be professional or whatever you're going to do. And make sure, because those connections mean a lot to those players. And when they come out there, it's all about them, no one else. These are the guys that come out there who got overshadowed. They don't understand. They need some guidance. And they need some mentoring. And when they get there, it's a blast, because not only that, you got the life of the NBA. You got the referees. Excuse me. And, you know, what I like about it, we have more females in the last couple of years to be able to come out and participate in this event. And I love it because, hey, women just are equals at us. And my sister used to play basketball, and she always said, you know, it's not for me. You know, I'm just going to be a mother. I'm just going to go and continue school. But no, I love it when these females come out there because it's a blessing to the whole world that, you know what, I can do the same thing what a male can do. And Global Basketball gets an equal opportunity for all these female, male athletes who ever got overshadowed, and they need an opportunity to grow in their career. And that's what I like about her.
That's incredible. Well, we all need conditioning and exercise. We need mental, physical, social, spiritual wellness to be great at anything we do. But today we're talking with Lewis Lofton about his amazing 12-year basketball career, who traveled all over the world, and he finds people and culture, mentors and coaches, and a way to give back through these clinics that you're going to learn more about. And the Christina Silva Show is just like a halftime period in a basketball game. We have a very select, important 24 minutes to give you a story to help you get motivated. And it's your turn to pass the rock. So, Lewis, when you teach basketball, it starts with handling the ball. And handling the responsibility as a leader is much like dribbling, shooting, and sometimes missing the basket or feeling depressed if you didn't make the NBA. But basketball has many, many opportunities. If you're not a player or you get injured, you can still recover and recoup and get that rebound. Share with us a little bit about the experience that Global Basketball gives to media professionals, officiates, referees, and the players each year.
It gives them training. All the years that you've been practicing to get to this stage, and it's like a second chance, an opportunity for you to shine. Maybe not be the first day or the second day, but you have three, four more days to be able to showcase your talent to the world. In media, as a professional athlete playing on the floor, to be able to communicate with different types of referees to get you prepared to play in Europe, because a referee comes from all over. Some of them might speak English, some of them might not speak English. You have to be able to communicate with them. But not only that, you have your media to be able to speak to those type of guys. It's fun to watch all the interaction goes on at the same time. But not only that, you got officials, you got coaches, you got women coaches coming in, you got European coaches coming in, you got players from all over the world coming in trying to compete and get jobs. And that's what I like about Global Basketball. You reunite everybody together, and you put your product out there, and we try to get all the general managers, coaches, GM, team owners, NCAA is a part of that as well, because everybody trying to live their dream.
Yes. Well, the NBA Summer League is yours, too, with the Global Basketball platform. And the camp is a multi-set of days that are designed to help the player truly condition and evolve. Because when you're a player, or when you're even a professional in your corporation, you are a brand. So you've got to make sure that you've got your A game on at all times, especially with social media in the house. And globalbasketball.com is that platform that showcases the player's talent And it also gives you a chance to get an opportunity to be seen by some of the greatest scouts in the world. It is broadcast live on YouTube. You can check out the channel, Global Basketball, and there's still time to register. So around July 5th, we're all going to land in Vegas, Lewis. And I met you and your team 1 year ago, and I remember going to cover some of the summer league games at the university in Las Vegas called the University of Nevada, UNLV. And I ran by Doolittle Park because I heard that's where some of the greatest collegiate talent would be vying for special positions in the NBA. Share with us about the camp and what we can expect this year.
Well, we expect a lot of athletes coming in because over the time, past athletes who came to the event, they got jobs. They came from, what I like about it, someone comes from a very, very small school, which I wasn't at a big school myself, but it was able to them to showcase their talent. So this year we're looking at a lot better athletes coming in because they feel they got that confidence. You know what? If this guy from Troy University to come up and he's able to prolong his career and overseas, that's me. I want that opportunity. And so I'm so excited this year because I'd be able to speak on finance. I'd be able to brief the athlete about being professional at all times, showing them how to have confidence in the interviews, to show them how to connect with people besides just you have an agent. No, you can also connect with people besides having an agent. It's all on the line. We teach them all that type of stuff. It's kind of like an expo. That's what I like about Global Basketball because it's all about the athlete, all about the referees, all about the media team that comes there and showcase their talent. So I'm so excited to be in Vegas this year. I'm pretty sure the athletes are excited because it's going to be a lot more agents, a lot more GMs, because they're right around the NBA Summer League. And I'm not like about it, too. A lot of NBA coaches and officials that come to the event in a small area, Doolittle, I love the community. It's like in a little hood, and it's starting to grow. Doolittle's making the community stronger. A lot of young, like African-American young kids, they come in for free. They get to watch the game. They get to mingle with the athletes. They get to mingle with the coaches. They get to mingle with the referees. It's a lovely summer event.
It sure is. I discovered it, and I remember seeing the Doolittle Center filled with fans, and it just gives the spirit of kind of a mock interview, but there's some serious, serious basketball slam dunks going on the court. So if you want to learn more about Global Basketball and GBTV, all you have to do is come to Las Vegas. And what a better time to do it than summer. Around July 5th through the 11th, Global Basketball TV will showcase some of the greatest talent, women basketball players and male players too. So, Lewis, give us a little bit about your teammates, and we must give a shout-out to the amazing Dean Gonzalez. Share with us a little bit about the creation of Global Basketball 10 years ago. And your team?
Oh, we started with Paskin and Rock. I came to Dean Gonzalez and we were talking about when I came back from Europe. I said, you know, I want to give something to an athlete that never had it done before, especially when social media started coming out. And he said, what do you want to do? I said, hey, I want to help those athletes who are not able to help themselves. And I got with Mr. Darryl Reshaw when I was playing in Europe and Poland. He said, you know what? You're right. We need to do something for these athletes and showcase their talent besides just in the summer league or exposure camp. Let's do something that we've never done before. Let's do a media platform so these athletes feel that, you know what, everything about them is blasted all across the world. So every agent, every team, every junior manager will know who this player is. If they look this player up, they'll have his picture. It has his interview. It has his player profile. It has everything about this kid, where he played from high school to college and to his first opportunity to play professional basketball. That's what I love about this. It's a platform specific for the athletes and coaches and referees.
Well, today on the Christina Silva Show, we have learned about developing our skills from being a brand in the media to perfecting our talent through skills, training, employing mentors, and learning more from those around you that you respect in your community. Lewis Lofton, you are definitely an example of clean riding style today, and we are so grateful to learn from your career about passing the rock and being a global basketball TV star. I'll see you in Vegas, and thank you for joining us on this very first episode on the Las Vegas Center for Talk Radio, KDWN. Everyone, as you know, Christina Silva and our show is dedicated to patriotism and giving back from our Cammies to our Civvies, an organization designed to be a life skills pathway navigational resource for you. Thank you so much for listening. God bless America, and we'll see you next week.
The Christina Silva Show is a CRS production brought to you in part by Cammies to Civvies 501c3 organization, Webster University at Los Angeles Air Force Base, and Jimmy Ramirez State Farm Agency. The Christina Silva Show is broadcasting live Sundays at AM 720 KDWN for you. Be safe, and we'll see you next time.